All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. We're going to intro a new topic, but I want to keep the momentum going because a lot of people have a lot to say about it. It's very simple. Tigers win four in a row, and we couldn't possibly sit here and be all excited about it. I mean, we're not on the payroll. They're out of it. They're 6-7 under 500. They're 8 games out of the wild card. They blew their shot for us to be joyful. The question was, what is the biggest what if? That if blank went differently, we'd be amped. The phone lines would be full and we'd be in a real playoff chase. And Rico and I settled on Torque. I mean, the free agency thing's a no-brainer, but let's face it, it required negotiation. Torque was yours. He was going to be a middle-of-the-order bat for you, and he was so atrocious. He was unemployed before Javi Baez. And I know, David's screwing around with the Wyatt Langford thing. No, I will say it again. Wyatt Langford alone would not have done that. You needed Wyatt plus free agents. Then it's different. But David wants to be provocative today. That's his deal. I also want to bring up Matthew Judon got traded. And now it's to a team in the NFC that is going to be a pain in the ass. No, I don't think they're as good as the Lions. But are they someone I will be excited to play? No. He went to Atlanta. In concert with that move of trading for Judon, who's an elite pass rusher, they signed Justin Simmons, who's a Pro Bowl safety. Now they have the best safety combo in football with Simmons and Jesse Bates. Kirk Cousins, Drake London. Have you seen Bijan run? And what we will assume is a rejuvenated Kyle Pitts because he has a quarterback with functioning arms. So I have a question. We all kick this around a little. I'm not bent out of shape by it. But do you believe the Lions missed out? There is an element of the fan base that wants them to have a little less Snead in them, F them picks, and you're in a Super Bowl window, and you might have the pass rushers you need. Maybe James Houston. Maybe Davenport stays healthy. But it's no one we know. You bring Matthew Judon here. Now every third down, it's Judon Hutch with DJ Reader disrupting in the middle. Now Do you feel they missed out here? Totally okay if you say no. I just wonder.
I do.
You do.
I do.
Because you're negative.
I am.
Wait, we're disagreeing again. Unbelievable. It's not
you
how
know
it's
what,
supposed to be.
Mike, what should I think? Help me.
Just will you please deliver your opinion?
I do because I've said it, man. If you can add to this pass rush, it makes your linebackers better. It makes your secondary better. It makes everything about your defense better because the quarterback is under duress. You've moved him out of the pocket, and they're going to probably throw the ball away, or this is how you get your interceptions. You need to add just that an extra pass rusher. And it's not to say that, oh, you don't believe in Houston. Hey, newsflash, you can have a lot of people on a defensive line and just kind of rotate them in like a hockey shift where it's just, okay, you know what? You guys, two plays, go in there, go as hard as you can, come on off, next two guys. Yes, and for a third round selection, because it's why I wasn't happy during the draft when they went out and got the project tackle, because you gave up picks in order to get this guy. It's why I think they also gave up picks for Vaki as well. It's like, okay, you're in your window now and you're going out getting guys that you can groom for later. Man, screw later, right now. Just try to win everything and don't worry about 4 or 5 years down the line.
And then listen, you know, if you don't believe it matters, that's fine. But I'm okay if people say, yeah, I wish we had him. Look, I think Atlanta right now has become one of the better teams in the NFC. No, they're not San Francisco, you, or Green Bay, but are they number four?
You know what they are? In my opinion, coming into this, they're kind of what you were coming into last year's season.
Yeah.
Where everybody kind of said, come on, Rip, seriously, the Lions, you've seen the Lions, right? And all you did was gather up pieces. You got better. And by the end of the year, nobody wanted to play you.
Well,
but at the beginning of the year, you were still a little bit of a joke.
They have an elite corner in A.J. Terrell. Justin Simmons, who they just signed, believe it or not, his 30 interceptions lead the NFL since 2016. They pair him with the other elite ball hawk safety in the league in Jesse Bates. Now they add a pass rusher. They haven't had a guy have double-digit sacks since 2016. Well, if Judon's healthy, he's a mortal lock for 11, 12, 13 sacks. You know what they are offensively. Yeah, an NFC team got a lot better. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think that's overstating it, guys, that's fine. But I understand Rico's side. I can't disagree, but I'm also not going to like chair drop and be all I get. You don't have a third round pick next year. And I understand. Look, you just gave Decker an extension. Maybe you didn't want to go 2 at 28 for this guy. He's demanding a deal. It's going to be a 2-year extension. But yeah, Rico's not wrong, guys. You kind of get to the mountaintop, you better win it. But because before you know it, you're going to be tumbling down it.
But this is one of those things where I throw my hands up because it's not a priority for this team. Is that pass rusher. I have been begging them for years. Just guys, one more. Just get one more.
They think they have it.
They do.
And I don't know if they... We're all going to find out together. Look, when people evoke the name of James Houston, that's a guy who caught fire as a rookie in about a 7 or 8 game span, right? Mm-hmm. He died last year. He was nowhere. Now, we're banking on what we saw 2 years ago, that over 18 weeks, he can be that guy. Marcus Davenport, a guy who rarely is healthy. They're banking that he can be healthy. Rico, I'm with you. I would have added someone else. I'm not going to scream that they did.
Right. A third round selection.
Well, and again, they didn't have a third.
I know. They had one until they gave it away.
See, and that's why, and I talked to you guys yesterday, and I know it is a lot, but I thought they should have given the second round because they had no third round and you wanted to get ahead of the other teams that wanted him. And I know second round pick is a lot for a guy that's 32 years old and you know, coming off injury and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot, but I think like you do, Rico, they don't prioritize it enough. And I think they need more. And this would have been more. This would have been what you do to become not just the best team in the North, but you then become the best team in the NFC.
And it's one of those things where you always say, hey, act like you've been there before. They haven't. So it's maybe in the future they realize, you know what, we may need to save some of these picks to make the moves and make the trades. But right now,
if you want a chair drop, I will simply guide you back to, what was it, week 7? If we're at the trade deadline, and this team is cruising and doing well, and you see some names of players you can go and get for a pick, and they don't do it, and one of these players goes to a rival, that's when I'll be upset.
Right.
But I get it. I'm not
asking for a chair drop now, but it's one of those, Atlanta is kind of becoming sneaky good. They remind me a lot of where Detroit was going into last year.
Yeah, as long as Cousins is healthy, which we presume he is, they have, you know what it is? They have a lot of high-end players. They do.
But so did the Lions. And nobody was really buying in golf. It was like, yeah, but Hendon Hooker, and they drafted him and blah, blah, blah. What did Atlanta do? They went out and drafted somebody. Could we really believe in Cousins?
Atlanta, this is where, and I know, we're not doing Atlanta radio. I'll never understand the Penix pick. Because at 8, they could have taken Dallas Turner. They could have taken another offensive lineman.
And maybe he becomes their Hendon Hooker, where you just wasted a pick.
Potentially.
But have you seen Bijan run?
Well, you're gonna, because I don't know what Arthur Smith was doing. He may have targeted him a bunch, but he had him in bubble wrap. They ain't playing that this year.
It's going to be a 30 for 30. We're going to find out the real reason what was going on with Arthur Smith.
248-539-9797. David, early returns on the ticket text. What do people have to say?
Falcons got a lot better when Cousins gets hurt and old man Penix comes in. They will fall off, though.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Just so we're all on the same page. Where do opinions like that come from? That Cousins is this certainty to die because he had a catastrophic injury last year?
Because...
Well, how do you know Goff's not going to have a catastrophic injury?
Because he won't. He's going to win the MVP. Because in this town, it's we are the greatest and everybody else is just going to be mediocre and they're subpar. And it's like, guys, it's football. But I agree with you. But yes, that it's the opinion that makes you sleep at night. That you're just going to... Well, it won't work with Cousins. No. People said it wouldn't work with Goff. How'd that work out?
I agree completely. I hate that they traded away those picks on draft day, but won't upgrade with proven talent. If they had traded for an edge last year at the deadline, they have played in the Super Bowl. Someone else says, come on, Rico. Judon is 32. Stop. I don't want to be less Snead. Save the pick.
All right, turn his mic off. I'm going to defend Rico in this regard. No, stop. I'm taking care of this. I've had enough because I'm going to tell you something. this idea that like Rico says something that flies in the face of Lord Holmes or Lord Campbell, that he's just a hater and a numbnuts and a boner. You guys got to drop it. Matthew Judon, yeah, he is over the age of 30. He also, if you actually watch football, much less just parse data, is a sack a game in his last 20 games. He's an elite pass rusher who was on a terrible football team and wanted out. You don't think Matthew Judon, deployed by Aaron Glenn, with the players you have, that he wouldn't come here and be a destroyer? Oh, but no, I forgot. Oh, Rico said it, so it's got to be stupid. Now, look, I don't like doing this because his ego's already big enough, but I've just about had it. It's a salient point. He's not wrong. And I wanted the guy here. I'm not going to be upset by it. But this idea that you just dismiss it because Rico said it, oh, he's a dirty Niner. No, he's a guy who knows football and watches the game. For Christ's sakes, it's okay to just say, guy could help, 248. Jesus. For a town that's won nothing, I tell you, you guys think you got some big balls. You need the wheelbarrow? Maybe I'll carry him through the threshold for you. You got a lot of work to do to win it all. I must have missed the parade next to the Kearns clock. Hit a button.
You're going to be a problem.
I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
Because, Mike,
Matthew Judon's a damn good football
because
player.
Because if you question anything that right now the Lions do, Brad Holmes knows more than you. Guys, he could help you out. The Hutchinson that you want would come out if he had somebody on the other side. But you didn't.
It's fine. My point is, it's okay if you didn't want him. But what I don't understand is the ad hominem attack nature. Oh, this guy blows. And it's like, dude, that's just wrong. You're just saying things to make yourself feel better. The guy is objectively very good to elite.
David, I'll simply ask, did they at least spell my name right?
Okay. Yeah, he actually just texted back. I said that to mess with Rico, to be honest.
Yeah, just so long as you spell my name right, that's all I care about.
All right. I've calmed myself down. David, some ticket techs. We'll get to the phones. Do a little football today as well before the day is out. Yes, Mr. Hatchett.
I hate being a Lions fan because I'm associated with fans that don't know their you-know-what from their feet. Bunch of keyboard warriors.
It's okay to say they're a really good football team, right, and they may be just fine, but okay, here's how I view it. It's like pitching in baseball or bullpen help in baseball. You never have enough. Or
correct.
Maybe the better way to say it, you can't have too much.
Correct.
If you had added Judon, how would it have hurt you? Now, the finances of it, I'm open to that conversation. I don't care about the
picks.
But
you know what? You're not cash strapped. I mean, you have money to, like, you paid a lot of contracts out, but they were cap friendly.
Yeah.
So you could have done this because you're at that 2-year window that the extension, you're in it right now.
Yeah.
He can help you get to the promised land.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I'm not screaming about it, but like, I don't get why people want to attack if you're like, geez, I wish we got him. Go ahead.
Agree with Rico. Would have been nice. Can live with it, though, especially if Brad and Dan did the homework and didn't like the locker room fit.
That's
another problem.
Yes, and let's be clear about something. The trade deadline is my line of demarcation. That if you are all in it to win it, and there's a guy that can help you, I want to see them make that move at the deadline. I'm not going to freak out about this.
Right. Because this wasn't a make or break type of guy. I'm just saying, this is one where, wow, really? He was right there for that price? Maybe we should have kicked the tires on that.
He's in the NFC. That's what I can't stand.
And the problem is when that trade deadline comes up, Mike, and you see that the third and fourth round picks for next year are gone already, that's where you're going to get angry because you can't play it. You can't play the game. You don't have the capital.
But, Mike, you just said it, and I want Lions fans to understand what you just said. Because he's in the NFC, Atlanta, that division's weak down there with the NFC South. Atlanta could win that thing. You could face them in the playoffs, and that could be a problem. And we all know what happened last year when the Lions faced a team that traded for the guy they possibly should have traded for.
And again,
that was Chase Young.
And he had some highs and lows.
He did. That was a high in that moment.
He also made one of the three biggest plays in the game defensively for the Niners. So, you know, again, he dogged it on the Gibbs run. But yeah, and look, Atlanta got a lot better today signing Justin Simmons. I mean, pairing Simmons with Bates and A.J. Terrell, I mean, all of a sudden now that secondary is elite. And you put a pass rusher up front to go with an offense where, at least on paper, they should be playing from ahead most weeks. Yeah, they'll win their division. What if you go 11-6 and the Pack go 12-5 and your reward is going to be a road trip to Atlanta in the playoffs? I know I'm thinking way ahead. And who knows? Maybe Kirk Cousins dies. Maybe it just doesn't work. But, like, I do try to, like, future-proof stuff.
But you have to.
But the only beauty of that is if you end up having to play in a Mercedes-Benz Dome, Atlanta doesn't have fans.
Lions fans take over.
The Lions fans can't take over and turn that into a pseudo-home game.
We can get the famous Lou Williams wings.
We can't.
The Magic Pepper
you
things.
You want to do the pregame show, me and Cookies? Let's go.
What is it, Magic City?
Let's go.
We're in Magic
the
City.
Wings. Get the wings.
Kenny G. Cott. Live from Magic City, Lions pregame before the wild card.
You think they can sell that?
Sure.
He can come too.
Never mind.
Come on, man.
David, behave yourself. That's all I can say. Let's go to the
Let's
people.
Go. Let's get this going.
Because I have a feeling I know where that's going. And we're going to go to Cody, 97.1. What's up, Cody? Cody. Uh-oh. All right, well, I guess Cody wasn't paying attention. All right, David, take a text.
What fans are worse, the Brad bots or the Steve bots?
I think there are bots in every fan base, so let's be fair. I mean, there are Scott bots. There's Steve bots. There's Brad bots. There are no Piston bots because there are no fan bots for that team, so it doesn't matter. But it's what it is, and I don't understand those people.
I do, because it's so new, because they now feel like we've arrived and it's a birthright. And I hope that this team continues to win. But as I've said before, hey, Lions fans, all your games have now become circle games. Everybody's after you. You don't sneak up on anybody anymore. Now you're not just competing against the Packers and Bears. You're competing against everybody else in the NFC because you want to be playing all your games at home. So, yeah, it's what Mike said. It hurts that he went to Atlanta because that could be something that comes back to bite you, because that one game could be the difference between you going to Atlanta or Atlanta coming here.
I'll say this too. I do believe the NFC as a whole has gotten better. You know, the floor has kind of been raised, but I think at the top, you know, last year you played your games at home. You earned that right in the first round. I think you got good karma by getting that second game at home because of what the Pack did to Dallas. You deserved it. You beat Dallas in the regular season. I don't want to hear about Skipper. But I don't think when you play your playoff games this year, you're going to
say, let that go, are you?
Now, I'm eligible to report. Let's face it. You played the two worst teams in the playoffs. You will never have an easier run to the NFC title game. It will not be that way this year.
No, you played two of the three worst teams.
Who was the worst?
Philly.
Oh, good call. Yeah, they were a corpse.
Philly, whoever played Philly was just going to steamroll them.
They hated everything. Oh, by the way, did you see Big Dom is back?
He's signing autographs.
No. Now the Eagles changed his title.
Yes.
So he could regain access to the field.
Mm-hmm.
I have never in my life seen anything like this Dom D'Alessandro.
He was at joint practice to sign an autographs and taking photos.
Oh, is he in the booth to also take swipes at players?
Amen.
So his access to the field is more important than them actually winning playoff games.
Look, man, I'm just telling you, Big Dom is back, and the Eagles feel like they got their mojo.
I don't think he wants any more Greenlaw, though.
That was insane. No, it was totally insane. It's like when you saw the Dallas Cowboys shove the Rams coach to the ground. There's a separation of church and state. You do not make contact with a coach if you're a player, and if you are a coach, don't you dare put your hands on a player.
The only way you put your hands on a player, if he's in grave danger about to hit something or run somebody over.
Or it's last Boy Scout and there's a 9mm at your quarterback. Can he ever see last Boy Scout? You have no idea what I'm talking about.
That is correct.
Let me help you out. You don't need to watch the movie. You only need to watch the opening scene.
Yes.
That's it.
I could cut down on a lot of movies doing that. No, that sounds
seriously.
Great.
No, the movie's horrible. But the opening scene will leave you like, what did I just watch?
Then you will understand the reference.
Billy Blanks.
Just trying to help. And for those of you who are upset that I said good that someone is unemployed, first of all, RG3 has more money than God. Second of all, he'll get another job. Maybe it'll be on the CW doing ACC football. And three, here's the other problem I have. We have lost the ability that when someone is objectively bad at what they do, to just say good, goodbye. RG3 sucks.
I enjoyed him.
Oh, why? Because he worshipped your man, Penix?
Oh, no. But it was worthy of being worshipped.
I'm making a point. I don't think he's any good. I don't care.
He was
Sam Ponder. I don't even know what she does.
He was entertaining.
No, he wasn't.
He was entertaining on those.
He was never entertaining.
The Thursday and Friday night late night games.
Okay.
He was. Sorry.
I like. Carry on. I just wanted that PSA. I reserve a right to say that I will lose sleep that RG3 lost their job.
And hold on. That was my moment of silence.
There you go.
Well, here's Kenny's words on it.
Nope.
Right, Kenny's actually running ESPN now.
Kenny's getting his way.
Kenny got his way.
I just hope my card works on Monday.
Oh, no. David?
Yeah, someone is sending this text in. John in Canton says, Nicolas Cage is John Madden. Did I hear that correctly?
Right. You'll be playing Boris Yeltsin in a biopic coming up next year.
Why do we need the movie? But why didn't we need
Rico? Rico starring as Bill Clinton. It sounds like one of those FX shows he likes.
You know
Clipped.
What?
Or what was the OJ one?
The People versus OJ.
Kenny Cott is Samuel L. Jackson in a biography.
See, but here's the problem, Rico. The People versus OJ was good. Leave it at that. We don't need more. We don't need Clipped. We don't need the Aaron Hernandez because it's getting worse.
Clipped was good. No, I like Clipped, David.
I got caught
like
in
Clipped
it.
From the beginning, and you admitted
Lawrence
it.
Lawrence Fishburne should not be playing. I can't see him as Doc Rivers.
And in the end, I stopped seeing him as that. And I'm looking at Ed O'Neill like, dude, you've earned an award.
Well, yeah, at the end, I thought he was a true racist because he played his part well.
Right. I'm like, wow.
That's just, it.
Wow.
Rico Beard is King Charles in the new
I want to be Bill Clinton.
How do you cast Nicolas Cage as John Madden?
You know,
No, I don't know. Please explain
it. He kind of looks like him.
Oh, yes.
If you squint your eyes.
They're both white.
See, I wasn't going there.
I mean, like, what other commonalities do they have?
Was James Earl Jones unavailable?
Baseball.
I mean, Jeff Rieger is James Earl Jones. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, yeah. I guess Matt Damon just didn't turn down the role.
Tom in Detroit. To see that the Falcons got Judon for only a third-round pick makes me think Holmes definitely missed an opportunity to make the team.
But
better.
Again, you don't have the picks. You drafted Darkman, the dude with no profile pick from Vancouver. Like, Rico has a point that for a team that drafts so well, when it gets to the third and fourth round and you're like, wait, we drafted Hendon Hooker with one leg, a dude without a profile pick, and then we're drafting converted safeties who are running backs. Rico has a point
right,
there,
it's
guys.
Almost like you celebrating that first and second round pick, and they're like, we're up on the clock. Just make the pick. We're celebrating right now because we just nailed the first two selections again, which are good. But, man, something happens in round three. It's like, guys, stay focused. Focus.
Kenny Cott is Steph Curry. Who's doing the casting?
Kenny Cott, Jeff Rieger. The Splash Brothers.
I'm a Splash Brother.
I mean, the casting for these FX shows.
Michael Valenti as Draymond Green.
Some of this stuff is unbelievable. Go ahead,
David Hull as Steve Kerr.
I wanted Judon to No reports of the Lions, though, being considered in the trade. Holmes is like Iserman, smartest man in the room. That's from Jason.
Except Brad Holmes wins. Let's be fair. This is 2 years in a row. They've put a good product. They were moments away from a Super Bowl. Steve Iserman can't make the playoffs in a league where half the teams do.
It is.
And he has, not that Steve has asked for it, I'm just saying maybe it's organically happening. He's got people softening expectations for him in year six. We'll take that. Kenny, don't put your head down. If I'm being unfair, speak it. Speak your truth.
No. You're not being unfair. It just hurts to hear the truth sometimes, Michael.
When he picked his head up, he sounds like he had seven beers in the last 10 minutes.
You're not being unfair, Mike.
All I hear is Mark Ryan. Can I get an amen?
Hello, my friends.
Why don't you poor bastards enjoy the ride? I don't know, because we haven't made the playoffs since you were in Houston.
No, it's just,
Why can't you enjoy what Steve's provided for you? What's that? I want the playoffs.
So I have an update here. You all went to a Cody earlier in the show. He has responded. It's Cody. I was paying attention, boys, but I got pulled over by the state police.
No.
He ended up letting me go with the warning, though. So sorry, I couldn't answer.
Okay. Good for you, Cody.
Okay.
No better way to ruin your day.
Well, he didn't get a ticket.
No, I'm saying overall.
It ended up well, yeah.
You know, like you drive. Yeah, I always wonder about it, especially, I take a couple of road trips a year and you drive and you're going to see state police, and it's like, if I were a cop, I wouldn't want to get out of the car and pull over anybody for speeding. That ruins people's day. Like if you're driving, let's say you get up early in the morning and once a year I'll drive to Kentucky or I drive back to Saratoga. Like, why? Like, I look at it like, guy's just trying to go to work. I don't care. He's going 83 and a 65. I'd be the worst. I wouldn't write a single speeding ticket.
Who cares? He's going 90 and a 25.
Mozzie, is that you?
That's a Georgia player. That's what that is. That's
right,
not
Mozzie. Now, I will say, you're going 138 in school zone. We're going to pull you over.
Right. Can you keep it to 120? Okay.
I just wish we had an Autobahn. That's all. Nothing further. I wish we could just have one, unlimited speed lane on our highways. Or just do what Montana did. Suggestive speed.
I could make a joke, but David, go ahead.
What? Don't.
go ahead. If the Niners would have gotten Judon, would that have been another chair drop?
No. No, because in fairness to the Lions, they don't have this cascading waterfall of picks. And they just gave Decker some money. They spent. You have to look at what it means. I don't have their ledger.
And here's the thing. If the Niners would have got him, it would have been funny to me because the teardrop would have came from Brandon Ayuk. Like, seriously? You paid everybody else, and now you're bringing in people, but you won't give me money.
Evan Jenkins as Brandon Ayuk.
With the braids.
In a new film called Where's My Money, Bitch?
Wait, can I play Brock Purdy?
Yes. It would match the casting of FX. Jesus. Samuel L. Jackson as George Washington. All right, that sums it up. Anything else? Are we good?
We're sick good. And tired of all these British people on the...
Jesus.
Coming to FX, David Hull as Larry Bird, the kid from French Lick.
Oh, let me read this ticket text for you guys. Mark in St. Louis, Tom Milliken as Kunta Kinte, coming soon. I'm just reading the ticket text, guys. Just providing you.
Good night, everybody. Rieger will be here at 6.
Someone else says Nick Nolte should have been John Madden. What? No. I think they just don't need the movie. Don't need it.
David, it's okay to have the movie if the guy doesn't look like... Clipped was actually pretty good. The V. Stiviano character.
He was good in it.
And
the Sterlings were really good. Both Sterlings. But, okay, Doc Rivers was, okay, and the team looked horrible, but I don't care. Okay?
They got it, pray Chris Paul.
I didn't care about all of that. It was a good, I'm about the story. It was a good story. It's like, yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. wasn't looking like OJ, but it was still.
He wasn't even as tall right, as
still,
OJ.
It was still
You're
a good
right.
story.
You're right.
So Aaron Hernandez, yes, I will be watching. Now, the John Madden, Nicolas Cage. But you know what? You can do a lot with prosthetics. So let's see what happens. But Nicolas Cage must be hard up for money. Why not Denzel at this point?
Well, he's playing that, they made up a character for the new, was it the 300?
Oh, no, that's Gladiator.
Gladiator, I'm sorry, yeah.
The new Gladiator.
Yeah.
The movie sequel that nobody asked for. Seriously, nobody.
Again, what are we doing in Hollywood? We don't need this. We didn't want this.
Hey, this is what happens when your baseball team is out of the playoffs. No, we talk movie casting.
You guys are missing it. There are no new ideas. You ever just look at movies near you? Like, I always go to see kids' movies with Olive. But when I actually can go see a movie with my wife, there's no new ideas. All the movies are old movies. They're reshowing. Hollywood's in trouble, Rico. New ideas.
Occasionally, you get new ideas.
I feel like you get other movies.
Probably around every 5-10 years, a movie comes out, and you're like, okay, wow. That was different.
By the way, did you watch the Kevin James playing Sean Payton show?
That movie?
You remember that?
No, yeah.
Sean Payton goes to coach his kid because it was during Bounty Gate.
I never watched it because of that reason. He doesn't look like Sean Payton.
And he did not look like Sean Payton in the movie either. But it wasn't awful. It was like a good way to kill 2 hours, I guess.
I don't know when David became this critic. Like, you have to look like this. You have to. Who cares?
Okay. Well, then how about this?
Jim Costa. No more govs.
Jim Costa's Martin Luther King.
What should gov be?
We're not going to talk about
why?
That. Why? David, go ahead and
read. Yeah, Jim Costa's Martin Luther King, since you don't have to look like him.
What about gov is Lex Luthor?
No, gov was going to do a remake of Roots.
That's what they said in the ticket text.
That's what they said on the ticket text, that Gov was going to be in the remake of Roots.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Rieger and Wojo.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
You've been a busy man.
What's that?
You've been a busy man.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of you who are upset that I said good that someone is unemployed, first of all, RG3 has more money than God. Second of all, he'll get another job. Maybe it'll be on the CW doing ACC football. And three, here's the other problem I have. We have lost the ability that when someone is objectively bad at what they do, to just say goodbye. RG3 sucks.
I enjoyed him.
Oh, why? Because he worshipped your man, Penix?
Oh, no. But it was worthy of being worshipped.
I'm making a point. I don't think he's any good. I don't care.
He was
Sam Ponder. I don't even know what she does.
He was entertaining.
No, he wasn't.
He was entertaining on those.
He was never entertaining.
The Thursday and Friday night late night games. Okay? He was. Sorry.
I like. Carry on. I just wanted that PSA. I reserve a right to say that I will lose no sleep that RG3 lost their job.
And hold on. That was my moment of silence.
There you go.
Well, here's Kenny's words on it.
Nope.
Right, Kenny's actually running ESPN now.
Kenny's getting his way.
Kenny got his way.
I just hope my card works on Monday.
Oh, no. David?
Yeah, someone is sending this text in. John in Canton says, Nicolas Cage is John Madden. Did I hear that correctly?
Right. You'll be playing Boris Yeltsin in a biopic coming up next year.
Why do we need the movie, but why didn't we need Cage?
Rico starring as Bill Clinton. It sounds like one of those FX shows he likes.
You know
Clipped.
What?
Or what was the OJ one?
The People versus OJ.
Kenny Cott is Samuel L. Jackson in a biography.
See, but here's the problem, Rico. The People versus OJ was good. Leave it at that. We don't need more. We don't need clipped. We don't need the Aaron Hernandez because it's getting worse.
Clipped was good. No, I like clipped, David.
I got caught
in
it. You
clipped from the beginning, and you admitted
it. Lawrence Fishburne should not be playing. I can't see him as Doc Rivers.
And in the end, I stopped seeing him as that. And I'm looking at Ed O'Neill like, dude, you've earned an award.
Well, yeah, at the end, I thought he was a true racist because he played his part well.
Right. I'm like, wow.
That's just, it.
Wow.
Rico Beard is King Charles.
I want to be Bill Clinton.
How do you cast Nicolas Cage as John Madden? No, I don't know. Please explain it.
He kind of looks like him.
Oh, yes.
If you squint your eyes.
They're both white.
See, I wasn't going there.
I mean, like, what other commonalities do they have?
Was James Earl Jones unavailable? I don't
know. Baseball.
I mean, Jeff Rieger is James Earl Jones. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, yeah. I guess Matt Damon just didn't turn down the role.
Time in Detroit. To see that the Falcons got Judon for only a third-round pick makes me think Holmes definitely missed an opportunity to make the team
better. But again, you don't have the picks. You drafted Darkman, the dude with no profile pick from Vancouver. Like, Rico has a point that for a team that drafts so well, when it gets to the third and fourth round and you're like, wait, we drafted Hendon Hooker with one leg, a dude without a profile pick, and then we're drafting converted safeties who are running backs. Rico has a point right, there,
it's
guys.
Almost like you celebrating that first and second round pick and they're like, we're up on the clock. Just make the pick. We're celebrating right now because we just nailed the first two selections again, which are good. But, man, something happens in round three. It's like, guys, stay focused. Focus.
Kenny Codd is Steph Curry. Who's doing the casting?
Kenny Codd, Jeff Rieger, the Splash Brothers.
I'm a Splash Brother.
I mean, the casting for these FX shows.
Michael Valenti as Draymond Green.
Some of this stuff is unbelievable. Go ahead,
David. Hull as Steve Kerr.
I wanted Judon, too. No reports of the Lions, though, being considered in the trade. Holmes is like Iserman, smartest man in the room. That's from Jason.
Except Brad Holmes wins. Let's be fair. This is 2 years in a row. They've put a good product. They were moments away from a Super Bowl. Steve Iserman can't make the playoffs in a league where half the teams do.
It is.
And he has, not that Steve has asked for it, I'm just saying maybe it's organically happening. He's got people softening expectations for him in year six. We'll take that. Kenny, don't put your head down. If I'm being unfair, speak it. Speak no, your
not,
truth.
No. You're not being unfair. It just hurts to hear the truth sometimes, Michael.
No, when he picked his head up, he sounds like he had seven beers in the last 10 minutes.
You're not being unfair, Mike.
All I hear is Mark Ryan. Can I get an amen?
Hello, my friends.
Why don't you poor bastards enjoy the ride? I don't know, because we haven't made the playoffs since you were in Houston.
No,
why can't you enjoy what Steve's provided for you? What's that? I want the playoffs.
So I have an update here. You all went to a Cody earlier in the show. He has responded. It's Cody. I was paying attention, boys, but I got pulled over by the state police.
No.
He ended up letting me go with the warning, though. So sorry, I couldn't answer.
Okay. Good for you, Cody.
Okay.
No better way to ruin your day.
Well, he didn't get a ticket.
No, I'm saying overall.
It ended up well, yeah.
You know, like you drive. Yeah, I always wonder about it, especially, you know, I take a couple of road trips a year and you drive and you're going to see state police, you know, and it's like, if I were a cop, I wouldn't want to get out of the car and pull over anybody for speeding. That ruins people's day. Like if you're driving, let's say you get up early in the morning and once a year I'll drive to Kentucky or I drive back to Saratoga. Like, why? Like, I look at it like, guy's just trying to go to work. I don't care. He's going 83 and a 65. I'd be the worst. I wouldn't write a single speeding ticket.
Who cares? He's going 90 and a 25.
Mozzie, is that you?
That's a Georgia player. That's what that is. That's
right,
not
now, Mozzie. Now, I will say, you're going 138 in school zone. We're going to pull you over.
Right. Can you keep it to 120? Okay.
I just wish we had an Autobahn. That's all. Nothing further. I wish we could just have one, like, unlimited speed lane on our highways. Or just do what Montana did. Suggestive speed.
I could make a joke, but David, go ahead.
What? Don't.
If the Niners would have gotten Judon, would that have been another chair drop?
No. No, because in fairness to the Lions, they don't have this cascading waterfall of picks. And they just gave Decker some money. They spent. You have to look at what it means. I don't have their ledger.
And here's the thing. If the Niners would have got him, it would have been funny to me because the teardrop would have came from Brandon Ayuk. Like, seriously? You paid everybody else, and now you're bringing in people, but you won't give me money.
Evan Jenkins as Brandon Ayuk.
With the braids.
In a new film called Where's My Money, Bitch?
Wait, can I play Brock Purdy?
Yes.
It would match the casting of FX.
Jesus. Samuel L. Jackson as George Washington. All right, that sums it up. Anything else? Are we good?
We're good. I am sick and tired of all these British people on the...
Jesus.
Coming to FX, David Hull as Larry Bird, the kid from French Lick.
Oh, let me read this ticket text for you guys. Marcus St. Louis. Tom Milliken as Kunta Kinte. Coming soon. I'm just reading the ticket text, guys. Just providing you.
Good night, everybody. Rieger will be here at 6.
Someone else says Nick Nolte should have been John Madden. What? No. I think they just don't need the movie. Don't need it.
David, it's okay to have the movie if the guy doesn't look like... Clipped was actually pretty good. The V. Stiviano character...
He was good in it.
And the Sterlings were really good. Both Sterlings. Okay, Doc Rivers was... Okay, and the team looked horrible, but I don't care. Okay?
They got it. Pray Chris Paul.
I didn't care about all of that. It was a good. I'm about the story. It was a good story. It's like, yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. wasn't looking like OJ, but it was still.
He wasn't even as tall.
Right.
It was OJ.
It was still
You're
a good
right.
story.
You're right.
So Aaron Hernandez, yes, I will be watching. Now the John Madden, Nicolas Cage, but you know what? You could do a lot with prosthetics. So let's see what happens. But Nicolas Cage must be hard up for money. Why not Denzel at this point?
Well, he's playing that, they made up a character for the new, was it the 300?
Oh, no, sequel? that's Gladiator.
Gladiator, I'm sorry, yeah.
The new Gladiator.
Yeah.
The movie sequel that nobody asked for. Seriously, nobody.
Again, what are we doing in Hollywood? We don't need this. We didn't want this.
Hey, this is what happens when your baseball team is out of the playoffs. Talk movie casting.
You guys are missing it. There are no new ideas. You ever just look at movies near you? Like, I always go to see kids' movies with Olive. But when I actually can go see a movie with my wife, there's no new ideas. All the movies are old movies they're reshowing. Hollywood's in trouble, Rico. New ideas.
Occasionally you get new ideas.
I feel probably you get about, sequels probably, to no, other movies.
Probably around every 5-10 years, a movie comes out and you're like, okay, wow. That was different.
By the way, did you watch the Kevin James playing Sean Payton show?
That movie?
You remember that?
No, yeah.
Sean Payton goes the coach's kid because it was during Bounty Gate.
I never watched it because of that reason.
He
doesn't look like Sean Payton.
And he did not look like Sean Payton in the movie either. But it wasn't awful. It was like a good way to kill 2 hours, I guess.
I don't know when David became this critic. Like, you have to look like this. You have to. Who cares?
Okay. Well, then how about this?
Jim Costa. No more govs.
Jim Costa's Martin Luther King.
What should gov be?
We're not going to talk about
why?
That.
Why?
David, go ahead and read.
Yeah, Jim Costa's Martin Luther King, since you don't have to look like him.
What about Gov is Lex Luthor?
No, Gov was going to do a remake of Roots.
That's what they said in the ticket text.
That's what they said on the ticket text, that Gov was going to be in the remake of Roots.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Rieger and Wojo.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
You've been a busy man.
What's that?
You've been a busy man.
Oh, yeah. We've noticed what's going on in social media with you, Wojo.
Oh, yeah.
Fighting a good fight.
It's not even a fight. It's all in good fun.
Wojo's out there like Jon Snow. With the one sword as the entire army's coming at
it. I like from all angles.
Why do you feel the need to respond to a Buckeye dude that has like 1,000 followers?
Oh, no.
His profile pic is just a Buckeye football player.
I don't really respond to them. I respond about them. Like, I'm not engaging any particular one person.
All you do is put chum in the water.
Exactly. By the way, how about Hatchet as Eminem?
No, that would work, right? Hatchet will be the kid from French Lick, Larry Bird.
Oh, I like that.
I thought Hatchet would make a good Eric Montrose.
Actually, I'll tell you what Tom Milliken's playing. He's replacing the cone in Jazzy Cat and the Cone.
Oh, and that, by the way, is before we realize what the real Jazzy Cat and the Cone stood for.
Mm-hmm. I'm in trouble. I'm so sorry, guys. I am so sorry, guys.
Oh, no, you're all in trouble. I heard
Kenny Cott's going to play Shaq.
No.
Yes.
You and Kenny Cott will be the Splash Brothers.
I'm Shaq Diesel.
Steph Curry. That's Klay Thompson.
I'm a hooper, a hyper, protected by a viper. When I get the hooping, you better decipher.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm going to be a Shaq knife and cut your whip precision.
Mike's going to be playing Draymond Green.
Tony Danza, I'm the boss. When it comes to hooping, I'm Mike Ditka's boss. You don't remember that, Sean?
Yeah. No, Hatchet could be Tony Danza, right?
Oh, yes, Tony Maselli.
Who's Masselli? the whitest person in America?
Ryan Seacrest.
That's a pretty good one.
Can you just say, and this is American Idol?
And who's the blackest person in America? I think it's Samuel L.
So that means you.
No, it's not Tom.
That means you would play Sam Jackson.
Yeah. No, I think they got this one. Hatchet can play Joel Osteen.
Yeah. That's actually pretty good. Mm. Preaching. Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
And
down in Houston. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does that mean Karsh would play Rodney Dangerfield because he doesn't get respect? Karsh is always about respect now.
Valenti could be Jason Whitlock.
No.
I mean, bombastic, right? That works. Yeah. Come on.
What are you guys talking about?
Wojo is Ron Jeremy.
We are going to cast.
No, okay, you know what?
Hey. We're closer than you think.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about, boys?
Oh, that's what gets you to change it, Ron Jeremy.
Let's make him more uncomfortable.
Wojo is the hedgehog.
Oh, no. It's not me. I'm out of here. That's you guys.
Rico as...
Put it this way. When they go back and do the air check, I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
What about Rico as Danny DeVito?
Sure.
I can see that.
What? How about Rieger as Kevin Hart?
Oh, I like that. I like Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe I could be Jerry Seinfeld.
There you go.
See, you know how to play the game. We're going to talk a little bit about...
My comments are safe. When they do this air check... I'm going to be employed on Monday.
Air check? We are going to talk about the Tigers and baseball.
From the morning show and doing the air check.
Oh, boy. And I have a major bitch to open the show with. Bitch. I mean, a complaint.
Javi at cleanup.
Javi, what's that OPS up to, huh?
He's got like a 900 OPS in the last 2 weeks.
Recently. Hello.
900.
Keep this up, he'll be batting eighth.
You know what? I can be Javi. Just show up every now and then.
It's like the greatest thing ever, right? He plays great for the next 6 weeks.
It's the equivalent.
Of course we're bringing Javi back.
It's the equivalent of like Drew Stanton's career. Like, you got paid to do what? Nothing. Yeah. But you got paid.
What, a 12-year backup? Yeah.
Pretty much. A lot, too.
Mm-hmm. He got paid.
Yeah. Yeah, he beat Michigan State.
Who?
Oh, no, he didn't. Yeah, I'm thinking of Jeff Smoker. Drew Stanton never beat Michigan State, did he?
He played for Michigan State.
I meant Michigan. I'm sorry. Michigan.
Coming to FX, David Hull as Larry Bird, the kid from French Lick.
Oh, let me read this ticket text for you guys. Mark in St. Louis. Tom Milliken as Kunta Kinte. Coming soon. I'm just reading the ticket text, guys. Just providing you.
Good night, everybody. Rieger will be here at 6.
Someone else says, Nick Nolte should have been John Madden. What? No. I think they just don't need the movie. They don't need it.
David, it's okay to have the movie if the guy doesn't look like... Clipped was actually pretty good. The V. Stiviano character...
He was good in it.
And the Sterlings mm-hmm. were really good. Both Sterlings. But... Okay, Doc Rivers was okay, and the team looked horrible, but I don't care. Okay,
they got it, pray Chris Paul.
I didn't care about all of that. It was a good. I'm about the story. It was a good story. It's like Cuba Gooding Jr. wasn't looking like OJ, but it was still.
He wasn't even as tall.
Right, it was
as
still, OJ. It was still You're a right. good story.
You're right.
So Aaron Hernandez, yes, I will be watching. Now the John Madden, Nicolas Cage. But you know what? You can do a lot with prosthetics. So let's see what happens. But Nicolas Cage must be hard up for money. Why not Denzel at this point?
Well, he's playing that, they made up a character for the new, was it the 300?
Oh, no, sequel? that's Gladiator.
Gladiator, I'm sorry, yeah.
The new Gladiator.
Yeah.
The movie sequel that nobody asked for. Seriously, nobody...
Again, what are we doing in Hollywood? We don't need this. We didn't want this.
Hey, this is what happens when your baseball team is out of the playoffs. Now, we talk movie casting.
You guys are missing it. There are no new ideas. You ever just look at movies near you? Like, I always go to see kids' movies with Olive. But when I actually can go see a movie with my wife, there's no new ideas. All the movies are old movies they're reshowing. Hollywood's in trouble, Rico. New ideas.
Occasionally you get new ideas.
I feel like you get sequels to other movies.
Probably around every 5-10 years, a movie comes out and you're like, okay, wow, that was different.
By the way, did you watch the Kevin James playing Sean Payton show?
That movie?
You remember that?
No, yeah.
Sean Payton goes to coach his kid because it was during Bounty Gate.
I never watched it because of that reason. He doesn't look like Sean Payton.
And he did not look like Sean Payton in the movie either. But it wasn't awful. It was like a good way to kill 2 hours, I guess.
I don't know when David became this critic. Like, you have to look like this. You have to. Who cares?
Okay. Well, then how about this?
Jim Costa. No more govs.
Jim Costa's Martin Luther King.
What should gov be?
We're not going to talk about David, go ahead and read.
Yeah, Jim Costa's Martin Luther King, since you don't have to look like him.
What about Gov is Lex Luthor?
No, Gov was going to do a remake of Roots.
That's what they said in the ticket text.
That's what they said on the ticket text, that Gov was going to be in the remake of Roots.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Rieger and Wojo.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
You've been a busy man.
What's that?
You've been a busy man.
We've noticed what's going on in social media with you, Wojo.
Oh, yeah.
Fighting a good fight.
It's not even a fight. It's all in good fun.
Wojo's out there like Jon Snow. With the one sword as the entire army's coming at
him. All angles.
Why do you feel the need to respond to a Buckeye dude that has like 1,000 followers?
Oh, no.
Profile pic is just a Buckeye football player.
I don't really respond to them. I respond about them. Like, I'm not engaging to any particular one person. Maybe
one
Buckeye.
All you do is put chum in the water.
Exactly. By the way, how about Hatchet as Eminem?
No, that would work, right? No. Hatchet will be the kid from French Lick, Larry Bird.
I thought Hatchet would make a good Eric Montrose.
Actually, I'll tell you what Tom Milliken's playing. He's replacing the cone in Jazzy Cat and the Cone.
Oh, and that, by the way, is before we realize what the real Jazzy Cat of the Code stood for.
Mm-hmm. I'm in trouble. I'm so sorry, guys. I am so sorry, guys.
No, you're all in trouble. I heard
Kenny Cott's going to play Shaq.
No.
Yes.
You and Kenny Cott will be the Splash Brothers.
I'm Shaq Diesel.
Steph Curry. That's Klay Thompson.
I'm a hooper, a hyper, protected by a viper. When Mike, I get the hooping, I get better at decipher.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm going to be a Shaq knife and cut your whip precision.
Mike's going to be playing Draymond
Green. Tony Danza, I'm the boss. When it comes to hooping, I'm Mike Ditka's boss. You don't remember that, Sean?
Yeah. No, Hatchett could be Tony Danza, right?
Oh, yes. Tony
Who's
Maselli?
The whitest person in America?
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's a pretty good
one.
That's
what I'll be.
You can just say, and this is American Idol.
And who's the blackest person in America? I think it's Samuel L.
So that means you.
And no, it's not Tom.
That means you would play Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
No, I think they got this one. Hatchett can play Joel Osteen.
Yeah. That's actually pretty good. Mm. Preaching. Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
And
down in Houston. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does that mean Karsh would play Rodney Dangerfield because he doesn't get respect?
Karsh
is always about respect now.
Valenti could be Jason Whitlock.
No.
I mean, bombastic, right? That works. Yeah. Come on.
What are you guys talking about?
Wojo is Ron Jeremy.
We are going to cast.
No, okay, you know what?
Hey.
We're
closer than you think.
What are we talking about?
I mean,
what are we talking about,
boys?
Oh,
that's what gets you to change it? Ron Jeremy.
Let's make him more uncomfortable.
Wojo is the hedgehog.
Oh, no. It's not me. I'm out of here. That's you guys.
Rico as...
Put it this way. When they go back and do the air check, I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
What about Rico? What about Rico as Danny DeVito?
Sure.
I can see that.
What? How about Rieger as Kevin Hart?
Oh, I like that. I like Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That guy could be Jerry Seinfeld.
There you go.
See, you know how to play the game. We're going to talk a little bit about...
My comments are safe. When I do this air check, I'm going to be employed on Monday.
Who's doing the air check? We are going to talk about the Tigers and baseball.
Go from the morning show doing the air check.
Oh, boy. And I have a major bitch to open the show with. Bitch. I mean, a complaint.
Javi at cleanup?
Javi! What's that OPS up to, huh?
He's got like a 900 OPS in the last 2 weeks.
Hello!
900!
Keep this up, he'll be batting eighth.
You know what? I can be Javi. Just show up every now and then.
It's like the greatest thing ever, right? He plays great for the next 6 weeks.
It's the equivalent.
Like, you know what? Of course we're bringing Javi back.
It's the equivalent of like Drew Stanton's career. Like, you got paid to do what? Nothing. Yeah. But you got paid.
What, a 12-year backup? Yeah.
Pretty much. A lot, too.
Mm-hmm. He got paid.
Yeah. He beat Michigan State.
Who?
Oh, no, he didn't. Yeah, I'm thinking of Jeff Smoker. Drew Stanton never beat Michigan State, did he?
He played for Michigan State.
I meant Michigan. I'm sorry. Michigan. I meant Michigan.